You know, Amanda, you also mentioned about volunteerism. So with our KTU listeners listening to us this morning, is there any need for volunteers? And if somebody has a certain specialty for what you can use, would they reach out to you the same way?
Yeah, definitely reach out through our website or any social media channels. You know, there's so many ways to get involved. And I will say one thing, 20 years running a nonprofit in New York City, there's no small donation of time, of resources, of money. It all makes an impact. And there, you know, last night we actually had an open rehearsal at Ailey Studios. We had about 100 people there. It was a wonderful energy. And many of the people were there were longtime supporters and volunteers, friends of the company, board members, and then their friends and people that we've, you know, new friends that we've met this year. And some of the people have, you know, over the years been able to give us some professional services or an introduction to someone who could provide professional services or any sort of resource or auction prizes for our auction or been someone who is, you know, I want to pound the pavement for you for an afternoon and help you get these things that you need for this event.
Sure.
You know, so there's really lots of ways to get involved. And whether it's somebody's interested in actually getting involved in being on a board, that, you know, that always starts with volunteerism. And being on a board of directors, many of our board members are first-time board members. They started as volunteers, and they wanted to have more of a sense of community and understanding kind of where their volunteer time goes. A lot of people in New York City want to volunteer. They might, you know, do an event here, do a thing that thing here, there, but they don't really feel like they always see the impact because it's so many little things. Being involved in a regular way with one organization, you can really begin to see how every action you take makes a huge world of difference. And especially when it comes to the work in the schools, since there are way more schools, there, you know, there's not a lack of need out there.
Sure.
And even though we are one of many organizations in New York City providing dance education, there's still most New York City kids are not getting it. So there's a lot of, you know, outreach that can happen in that department.